Message number 507. God the Father, just as my Son was crucified, so too will His Church on earth be crucified. Thursday, August 2, 2012 at 10:06 p.m. My dearest daughter, the trial of my Son's Church on earth has already commenced. The scourging, the persecution is about to begin. Just as my Son was crucified, so too will His Church on earth be crucified. The trial is taking place now. My Son was sent to save humanity from the fires of hell. His death on the cross, a terrible, cruel atrocity, was permitted by me as a means to offer my children a future. My Son's body became His Church on earth. His priests and sacred servants took the place of His apostles. Now, as He returns again to redeem mankind and claim my precious children so that they can enter my paradise, history will be repeated. My Son preached the truth, and He gathered many people who followed His teachings, who did not doubt His word. Then He was betrayed by those close to Him and devoted to Him within His ranks. His Church, the Catholic Church, was also betrayed within its own corridors. The temptation by Satan brought this about, and a great evil was responsible for the demise of my Son. In His Church today, its demise commenced some time ago. As with my Son, many followers loyal to the Holy Word laid down by me deserted Him. Then began the trial where my Son was accused of heresy. So too has my Son's Church on earth suffered the same fate. Through the wicked amongst them who committed grave offenses against humanity, many loyal followers deserted the Church. In turn, they deserted my Son and discarded His teachings. The trial of my Son's Church on earth has rendered its priests silent when it comes to defending my Son's teachings. They are afraid of offending those who deny my Son because of the sins of those amongst them. My Son's Church now faces the greatest trial of all, not seen since the crucifixion of my beloved Son. His Church is being mocked unmercifully, not just by its enemies from outside, but from its enemies within. The crown of thorns will now be placed on the head of my Son's Church, and few of His followers will stand by Him. Just as my Son's apostles, with the exception of John, deserted Him during His trial and execution, so too will those in high places within the Vatican desert my holy vicar. He will, as head of the Catholic Church, be forced to walk a terrible path in disgrace through no fault of his own. While he will be whipped, sneered at, and made to look foolish, it is not he they will vent their rage at. It will be against the truth of the Church, the Christian Church formed because of my Son's sacrifice, that they will pour out their hatred upon. Christianity will be scourged in every crevice, in every nation, in every place of worship, until it is weak with exhaustion. As it will be led up the road to Calvary, just as my Son was led, it will be tied and secured with ropes to render it impossible to escape the torment. Then, as it climbs the hill, it will be pelted with stones, spat upon, and jeered at all the way to the top. Then it will be nailed to the cross. Little sympathy will be shown for it by those who blame the Church for its sins against the innocent, when they will condemn the head of the Church, my Son. They will blame Him for the sins of others caused by the temptation of Satan. When they have nailed my Son's Church to the cross, they will send hundreds of guards, just like the 600 soldiers who stood on a Calvary, to ensure that not one morsel of flesh escapes without punishment. Not one servant of His Church who proclaims loyalty to it will be allowed to escape. When the church has been crucified, they will ensure that it is starved of food and water until its dying breath. All its disciples, just as it was with my son's apostles, will be nowhere to be seen. They will go into hiding for fear of reprisals. In what will seem to be its dying breath, all will become silent until the cheer of those who crucified the church will deafen the entire world with its false doctrine. The voice of the new head of the church, the impostor, the false prophet, will ring out. All will fall in thanksgiving to me, God the Most High, with relief. For this will seem to represent a new beginning. It will be then that my son's presence will no longer grace the altars within this church, for this cannot be. It will be then that my hand in chastisement will fall in punishment. This is when the battle of Armageddon will begin. This is when I will come through my son to save souls. Do not deny this prophecy. Do not hide behind false securities, for this day must come. The crucifixion of my son's church must come about because of the final covenant. But then the glorious resurrection of the church, the new Jerusalem, will wipe out all the tears, all the suffering, and then the new era will come. Trust in my son at all times. Never fear, for I am your father, and I will come to renew the earth and gather all of my children in this final miracle foretold in the book of Daniel. The book of truth is now being revealed to you children as promised. Do not reject my divine intervention, for I speak the truth. God the Most High.